do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, your favorite application. Always available at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever, etc. You are receiving us. We appreciate the fuckatoni out of it.
Yay.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, y'all. It's Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Hey, Gobbler.
Thanks, Gobbler. Good job.
Join in all the fun on social media and everything, and thanks for sharing us and spreading the crabs and buying shit through our Amazon portal and all that stuff. Thank you. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Strap in, strap on. Hey, let's start the show, everybody. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and before we begin today's show, I just want to offer, start it off with a prayer. Dear Jeebus, please, don't smite anyone here in the studio with measles during the show or anything like that.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
The rectal measles, apparently.
Is that the voice of fucking God responding?
Oh, I hope not.
Holy shit.
That sounds like, it sounds more like hell if you got to listen to that for eternity.
Oh, that now, no. That makes sense. That Sarah Palin is God kind of makes
sense. Can I get a hallelujah?
It makes perfect
right
sense.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
What?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck her.
The Palin-esque word salad.
That's what they all sound like, those Republicans, when they try to explain away their shitty values and politics.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, strap in for two more hours. We're going to be playing a lot of clips of examples of that.
Fuck that.
We talked yesterday about one of these, I believe it was one of these Alabama assholes that voted to criminalize women's choice.
Oh, okay.
And they were talking about like stem cell lines or something. He goes, no, that's different. That's different. He said, well, these are fertilized eggs that are in dishes. So these are babies. No, you know, when the chromosomes meet or something like you were talking about, I don't know. This is out of my area of expertise. Yes, it's out of your area of expertise. Therefore, shut the fuck up. Yay. About your opinion.
Yes, absolutely. Shove it up your fucking ass.
If you don't know what you're talking about, and they're just like, well, I don't really know what's going on, but you know.
But still, they're the party of small government. What the fuck are you doing all up in somebody's chromosomes? Is that if that's what you think? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are they inside someone's body?
Is this the guy? Here's one. Is this a legislator?
I mean, they're no. Cretans.
Join us during the show on Twitter, by the way, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also always hurl us a message over at our Facebook page.
Ooh, yes.
And,
we love that.
We take moneygrams.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Always.
Drop a big bag of cash off at the house. I'll be waiting out front.
Right. We'll be happy to give you our address. Yeah. If it means something to chuck a sack of money on the porch as you're driving by.
Oh, my God.
Make it two sacks of money, and you can stop and say hello to us.
Right. Oh, the price to say hello to us? Is that on the table? How sad.
It's America, man. You got to make money.
Oh, my God.
As we said, it's a day ending in Y, so there's plenty of Republican fuckery to
Ooh,
talk about.
Yes.
Incursions into rights and corruption and stealing, lying,
treason,
fraud, lack of ethics,
fucking us in the face.
You know, all the Republican standards these days.
Jesus, the big dick of Jesus, cock slapping everyone.
It is Faithless Friday here. We'll get to a whole metric shit ton of incursions into our orifices that are mostly cross-shaped here in this country.
And don't worry, Christians. If Jesus reappears, comes back to the earth during this podcast, we will, in fact, break in and cover it.
We have a... Unless we get raptured, then...
Oh, yes. Oh, wait. If we go to heaven and other people don't?
Well, yeah.
Fuck you. We're in heaven, bitch.
I'm just looking at this one headline here. Let's get to, why don't we just get to the fucking headlines? Cause my computer's having a minor stroke.
But, oh, you know, of course.
What the hell? It's a
day ending in Y.
In Y. So of course my computer.
Fuck you, Jeebus.
Is grasping its own
chest.
Could
you let his computer do that? What the fuck?
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Cola, Florida, Dateline, May 17th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are. You see... If you're very, very stupid, how can you possibly realize that you're very, very stupid? You'd have to be relatively intelligent to realize how stupid you are.
That's good.
John Cleese.
Yes.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
HuffPo.
Oh,
yes.
The headline there is... Oh, well, isn't that interesting? Oh, lowering the bar.
Yes.
With 2 R's.
Oh, that's... God damn! That's funny, HuffPo!
AG pushes spy story.
What a great pun.
Attorney General William Barr today has continued to go to bat for President Donald Trump, reiterating his attempt to justify his investigation into the origins of the FBI investigation into Trump's campaign ties with Russia.
Right.
Including by claiming, this is Barr claiming, without evidence that the U.S. government spying on the campaign was just as grave as Russian interference.
Oh, my God.
It was just as bad as what the Russians did.
Our top law enforcement officer is lying to us. He is. Where's the evidence? Where's the evidence that
shows
this? Well,
these are Republicans. Dismiss your evidence and your facts.
Our country is getting fucked, and we are sitting here watching it. It's happening right in front of us. We're being fucked.
Again, I don't want to speculate. What I will say is that, I've been trying to get answers to questions, and I found that a lot of the answers have been inadequate. And I've also found that some of the explanations I've gotten don't hang together. So in a sense, I have more questions today than I did when I first started.
Some of what things don't hang together?
Some of the explanations of what occurred.
Why does that matter?
Well, because I think people have to find out what the government was doing during that period.
They're trying to say the lovers started the conspiracy. Obama personally ordered the secret surveillance of Donald Trump. Hidden camera right in the toilet. Check his balls
so
while he's sitting there taking a big old McDonald's dump.
So So, gross. So, like, are we going to impeach this guy or what? Is Trump going to get impeached?
No.
Is Nancy Pelosi going to get off her ass and fucking start the proceedings?
My money is on no.
God, what a travesty. What a fucking travesty for this country.
But
no one can do anything.
Here is Attorney General Mitchell. Oh, excuse me. Attorney General Barr.
Oh, yeah.
Attorney General Mitchell went to jail for Nixon kids.
Yeah.
At what the government was doing during that period. If we're worried about foreign influence, for the very same reason, we should be worried about whether government officials abuse their power and put their thumb on the scale. And so I'm not saying that happened.
Notice that part.
Good God.
No, I'm not saying that happened, but we should look. I want to look into it. I'm not saying that happened.
So he's equating whatever this bullshit story is with the Mueller report.
With the Russians interfering in our election, the widespread Russian fuckery.
Well,
it's just as bad, apparently.
How is he not a traitor to this country?
He is.
He knows what.
Who doesn't think he's a traitor? Except,
I mean, I don't know.
Republicans.
I would like to see evidence that we need someone from our side to stand up and be an adult in this and start these impeachment proceedings because,
well,
what
has
is
to,
the use of Congress?
Leadership has to agree to it. They can't just.
Nancy Pelosi could start, could vote to start impeachment today.
Right.
Today they
sure.
could do that. So why do they not do that?
Well, because Nancy doesn't want to.
Because she wants
and
to
Nancy
wait until the election.
Leadership doesn't want to.
God.
I'm on the scale. And so I'm not saying that happened, but I'm saying that we have to look at that.
Can you say when Bob Mueller knew there was no collusion with Russia?
No, I couldn't say that.
No date given?
No, I couldn't say when he knew.
These guys are getting away with it. They're getting away with it.
So Barr has been reportedly assembling a team to look into the origins of the July 2016 counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign contacts with Russia. Trump has also repeatedly floated unspecified claims of illegal surveillance.
Yeah.
In an attempt to attack the FBI and denigrate the investigation as a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt.
I mean, you know, this makes sense for Barr, for these liars. They should do this because there's no opposition to them right now. No one's pushing back. So why wouldn't they go forward and go on the offensive? Why right. wouldn't they? This makes perfect sense.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Boo.
Oh, everyone, buy a crate of Depends because you're going to be soiling yourselves.
Yay, a crate.
ICE to move 225,000 illegals across the country.
Yay, okay.
Thousands more to South Florida. Uh-oh. This is the Drudge Report trying to scare people in Florida it doesn't turn blue.
Yeah. Florida's fine. Don't worry. It's a bunch of redneck asshole motherfuckers here that are going to vote for Trump. Don't worry about Florida.
So it leads to a Fox News report that says the Trump administration is looking to hire a private contractor. A private contractor.
Sure
it's nobody that does business with Trump or is any kind of a member of Mar-a-Lago.
Yay.
Or anything like that, because that might look untoward and look like there's some collusion going on and some corruption. So of course that wouldn't happen. I'll bet it's probably Trump transport something. ICE is seeking the services of a highly responsible contractor. The private company will be hired to transport approximately 60,000 people per year.
Yeah.
They will work to arrange commercial flights and ground transport for migrant children up to age 17, as well as adults and children, and will provide food, clothing, and hygiene products during transit.
Wow. Okay. So the story is a bunch of private contractors are going to get paid.
Trump
shuffling around, I don't know, immigrants.
Trump yesterday announced his plan to transform.
Yes.
America's immigration system on Thursday.
But he did, didn't he?
Introducing a system to favor admissions based on skills rather than family ties. The proposal. Oh, so you're going to kick Melania's parents out.
Oh, okay. Then. And what about refugees?
The proposal would judge immigrants with a point-based system that would favor high-skilled workers.
Hmm.
Oh, they're still going to allow refugees, but aren't they changing the bar? They want to change the level or something like that? Like, you've got to have some kind of an open wound that you've been knifed by miscreants in your own country to prove that you're fleeing danger.
If you're on the outside looking in at the country right now, to me, you're seeing a strong man that is doing whatever the fuck he wants to. The GOP doing kind of whatever the fuck they seem to want to do. And no one is challenging this guy. No, bad people must be emboldened. Why wouldn't they be?
That's the headline.
Yeah.
Over the Drudge Report.
Cool.
It also says Biden's surprising strength. Can anyone stop him? Well, you know, it's fucking May. It's May.
Yeah, and why doesn't he? Is he calling for Trump's impeachment?
Biden, I don't think so.
I'm kind of losing patience.
I don't know.
With Democrats, they're on our side, but they're not calling for Trump's impeachment. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to call for Trump's impeachment.
Some of them are, but.
But she was fine to call out Ilhan Omar for maybe sounding anti-Semitic. Please explain to me how that's in my fucking party.
All right.
God, that's garbage.
The one I was talking about earlier is Missouri. This is one of, listen to this Missouri Republican.
Boo.
Oh, God. This is, you know, talking about these horrific laws of theirs.
Oh, this anti-choice shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Anti-woman
bullshit.
Listen
how stupid these people deciding on these issues are.
Yes.
But there's a big exception when we're talking about innocent life and someone who's went out and purposely killed someone that would make them eligible for that death penalty. And those are topics I want to discuss later. But by having this point not start until 8 weeks, let's just say someone goes out and they have, or they're raped, or they're sexually assaulted one night after a college party. Because most of my rapes were not the gentleman jumping out of the bushes that nobody ever met. That was one or two times out of 100. Most of them were date rapes or consensual rapes, which were all.
Oh my God!
Consensual rapes.
What is a consensual?
Most of them were date rapes or consensual rapes. So somehow he's saying that, you know, the ones where some nasty brown guy jumps out of the bushes, those are really, really bad. But those are so few. Most of them are consensual rapes where the woman knows who it is and she entices the poor man by looking all hot and getting all drunk and shit. And then he can't help but hold her down and stick it in her.
Listen to this shit. Listen to where we are, man. We've got camps at our borders. This abortion shit, this is fucking insane in these states.
Nutballs, yeah.
And I understand that probably, maybe, this will be reversed by courts. I guess. I fucking guess. You would hope so.
Hopefully.
But like, we have a president that's telling people, oh, ignore that subpoena from Congress. Fuck them. Fuck the legislative branch. The liberals, progressive humans in this country are on the run. And these bad motherfuckers are on the offensive, and we got to stop these assholes. Something has to happen.
I love how when these idiots start pontificating, and you always know they're about to stick their foot in it.
Oh yeah,
like one of their colleagues should dart them something at that moment. Because when you start talking about rape and everything, that's when you get these words like legitimate rape. We heard that one a few years ago.
But
now
we
get consensual rape.
Do you think consensual rape is a mistake on his part? That he meant to say that? Did he mean to say that?
I think it's in the mindset. He's drawing a difference between a woman who is raped by someone who jumps out of the bushes and a woman who is raped by someone she knows.
Yeah.
He thinks there's, you know, it's different. It's different.
See, this isn't a mistake.
She's more complicit.
We understand this. I understand this guy's a fucking bigoted fucking asshole.
My God. A college party. Because most of my rapes were not the gentleman jumping out of the bushes that nobody had ever met. That was one or two times out of 100. Most of them were date rapes or consensual rapes, which were all terrible. But I'd sit in court when juries would struggle with those type of situations where it was a he said, she said, and they would find the person not guilty. Unfortunate if it really happened, but I had no control over that because.
God,
what he's talking about, but the money quote there was consensual rape.
So wait, this guy, when he says my rape,
he was a prosecutor.
God, how disturbing. I think someone should go back and look at his cases. I mean, because that sounds like a guy that's biased. So let me understand this. This prosecutor who understands there's something called consensual rape is supposed to be working on behalf of rape victims?
Yeah. One of the reporters tweeted, in discussing kinds of rapes he has encountered as a law enforcement official, State Representative Barry Hovis, let's describe him as a white guy, spoke of the vast majority of rape being date rape and, quote, consensual rape. A lot of what rang around the chamber.
God damn.
Democrats saying what?
Yeah. How about consensual stand rape? Up and yell what? Shit, fuck these people. Man, fuck them.
Consensual rape.
I mean, that I think that guy, I mean, if it wasn't a bunch of conservative loons running Missouri, someone should investigate his past cases. Based on some wacko statement like that, I want to have a look at how he prosecutes rape.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like he has a fucked up idea of it.
Speaking of, there was a, I don't even know what, did I even pull the story? Somewhere here in the South, they found one of these owners of one of these labs where the popo send their results and shit, was lying, was falsifying results.
Like how? Like
it specifically had to do with paternity and drug testing in child custody cases. So there are people going around who were told, "You are the father. You have to pay money, or you're not the father." And it's the opposite. And there are people who may have lost custody of their children because this person said they tested positive for drugs.
And
in fact, the way they got caught was that exact thing. Somebody was like, there's no way I tested positive.
They don't care. They just saw that result, right? And put them in jail or take their kids or whatever.
Well, this person got out of it. They investigated and found that it was this. And so right now they've got her on the owner on two cases, but they think it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, might fucking be another, of course.
Might be another one of these where they're going to have to throw out hundreds and hundreds of cases.
Imagine. Let's have a look at the labs around here in Florida. Let's just see if there's any inconsistencies or odd, you know, whatever.
And I'd love to see the criteria because she's an older white woman. So
I see.
Let's see who was told you're on drugs, you can't have that child, and who wasn't. My feeling is that it probably leans a little brownish towards those who were given the false positive.
Well, I would say, based on stories we've heard of our justice system since we started doing this show, who's to say tests even take place? Let's just say, oh, here's a pile of black people.
Oh, sure. Right.
We already know the results here, or this one, or that one. You know,
investigators are scrambling to determine how many parents may have lost jobs, custody of their children, and more. Oh, Alabama!
Yes.
After this, so the odds just went up infinitely that this is race. After the owner of an Alabama laboratory was arrested for altering the results of drug and paternity tests, Ozark, Alabama.
Oh, my God.
Police officers charged 36-year-old Brandy Murrah. M-U-R-R-A-H.
Murrah.
Maybe it was Murray and they couldn't spell it.
Maybe. Yeah.
Somebody one time. Murrah.
Murrah.
Two counts of forgery so far.
Yes.
After they received evidence from someone that someone had forged results of two drug tests performed at A&J Lab Collections owned by her.
I mean,
now authorities are saying it's just the tip of the iceberg, that multiple drug screenings may have been changed by her, who, despite all appearances. Oh, well, this is I'm reading from The Root.
Okay.
And there seemed to be also on social media and other versions of the story. I did see people are very unkindly making comments about the photo of this woman. That they obviously have transformed the numbers in her age because they claim she's 36. But most people, a lot of people are unkindly suggesting
how sad.
That she may look a little bit older.
They're being unkind.
And here in
lady.
The Root, they say, authorities say that the two cases might be the tip of the iceberg, blah, blah, blah. They may have been changed by Murrah, who, despite all appearances to the contrary, I cannot stress enough, is only 36 years old. They write here at The Root.
That's nice. Go get him.
Michael Harriet writing for The Root.
I like it.
Always a fun place to read.
Yes.
Some of these stories.
Boy, what a horrible fucking story.
So, I mean.
And there will be, for the victims of whatever this asshole did, there will be no justice.
They've lost their kids. They may have lost custody of their kids for a period of time. Who knows how long she's been doing it? But there's more.
Okay.
Because she, in 2013, was arrested, subsequently pleaded guilty to 5 counts of credit card fraud. She was sentenced to 3 years probation.
This is the lab person.
Yes. Who, the owner of the lab. Yet somehow, the woman who was convicted of fraud was still allowed to handle sensitive screenings determining the futures of entire families.
So is that how big our fucking war on drugs is, that cops don't have enough resources? They have to go outside. They have to outsource this lab bullshit. Is that how this works?
And probably costs a fortune more than we would pay if it was in-house, right?
Yeah. You know what's funny, dude, is we talk about, like, states that are legalizing marijuana, and some states are good enough to go back and expunge records, maybe take away people's felonies. What a fucking joke, kind of. What a joke. The idea that our government is going to be able to undo the bullshit that was done to its citizens by this war on drugs is fucking folly. It's folly. They fucked it up. They fucked it up for so many fucking people. It's disgusting.
It is Faithless Friday, y'all. Coming up, a follow-up story.
Crab diving follow-up.
To Arthur Gate, I guess we can call it. Which is
the cartoon?
Arthur the Aardvark.
Yes.
And the horrific society-rending news that his his rodent of a teacher is marrying a rodent of a teacher who also has a little rodent dick.
God, this country is so fucked up right now. It's so fucked up. But you send the meteor.
So we talked about Gorka the other day. Sebastian Gorka, who is equating it with the fall of society.
Oh yes.
And I've got a couple more
the Nazi.
Couple more reactions to that news.
Amazing.
Because that's what our priority should be. A PBS cartoon where a cartoon aardvark's teacher gets gay married.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that in a moment. I've also got a story here. Well, this is good news, but it's going to be good news, bad news.
Right.
Because a giant spiked festering butt plug in the Senate named Mitch McConnell will not bring this up, but history was made today as the House of Representatives for the first time approved legislation banning anti-LGBTQ+ discrimination in a national vote.
Okay.
This would mean that certain states, you know who you are,
right,
where you can still fire someone for being gay.
Good God. That would go away, right?
We'll no longer be able to, right?
Yes.
It's a change to the Civil Rights Act, expanding it to include accommodations based on sexual orientation and gender identity.
Now, this should be nonpartisan, right? Because we're talking about human rights, dignity of life, that kind of thing.
Okay.
On the other side, they're so pro-life.
Okay.
Shouldn't they should vote yes on this,
oh,
right?
Yeah. and we into equality and the Constitution. And everybody be treated equally in everything.
And so. By the Constitution, you mean the Second fucking Amendment, because that's the only one they give a fuck about.
It's the only one they know.
Yeah.
The House on Friday, for the first time, approved the legislation by a 236 to 173 vote. Only 8 Republicans voted for it.
Did any Democrats?
No.
Okay.
Not one Democrat voted again.
Thank you. You guys are lucky. You're lucky.
The Democrats stood strong.
Now impeach the motherfucker, like Tlaib said.
We're usually shame Republicans, but let's give kudos to the 8 that voted for it.
Yeah.
Representative Susan Brooks of Indiana, Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Will Hurd from Texas.
Yeah.
It's got to be. He's got to be Dallas or Houston.
Jeez.
John Katko from New York. Tom Reed from New York.
Yes.
Elise Stefanik from New York.
Yes.
Look at these New York reps quaking in their boots because they know that their days may be numbered.
Are we praising these people for being human?
And Greg Walden from Oregon.
Thank you guys for being marginally human. That's nice. Every now and then it's nice when the Republicans do something good. Thank you so, so much.
Representative Diaz-Balart from Florida said that while the Equality Act includes language he doesn't agree with, he could not vote against any legislation that works to further civil rights, unlike the rest of his party.
Hold on a second. What? He can't work against anything that...
He can't vote against anything that works to further civil rights.
Wow, good job, dude. I mean, I'm sorry. What do you want, a fucking blowjob or something? Congratulations. You voted for human rights. Yay, golf claps.
Representative Stefanik from New York said she strongly supports providing the LGBTQ community with the same protections as other Americans.
Of course.
She said the bill is supported by over 200 businesses and the Chamber of Commerce would ensure those protections remain in place, including employment, housing, credit access, education, public spaces and services, federally funded programs, and jury service.
You better keep voting correctly.
The measure, however, is unlikely to be brought up to the for a vote by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell because the Republicans don't like it because religious freedom.
Yay!
They want to be able to put up no gays allowed.
Right.
No lesbians allowed.
Yes.
Now you can't put up a no Christians allowed sign.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, Pat.
Guess what is covered by the Civil Rights Act?
What?
Religion.
God,
you can't put up
bullshit.
A sign that says no blacks allowed. They'd love to again, but you can't because of the Civil Rights Act.
You know, you Republicans, there's some of you out there that probably, I don't know, you're just scared of these constituents of yours, don't you think? They're scared.
100%. And
terrified.
I forget who the representative was on the other day, but she's been in for a long time, a Democrat.
Yeah.
She said a bunch of her colleagues, the Republicans, have said, I hate Trump. I think he's hurting the country. But if I don't back him, they're kicking me out. And some crazier lunatic.
Whatever.
We'll be in there.
Stand up to him, you pussies. My fucking God. You're letting a reality show TV host run the fucking country. Impeach him. Stand up to him. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about your purple constituency. Say that to a kid in a fucking cage. My God, they're coming for your uterus. Stand up to these motherfuckers.
So, the White House remaining pretty silent. But I think what they have said is, you know, well, it contains some language in it that may affect religious liberty.
Fuck you. Go put Putin's dick back in your fucking mouth.
That is good news. That's a little bit of Faithless Friday stuff because the Republicans are wielding religion as the only excuse to try to subjugate.
Yes.
Our LGBTQ sister and brethren and brethren.
Well, they don't believe they're human, you know?
Right.
Hey, I have a question. What's the point of the House passing this? If it's just going to die in the Senate, why do they do it?
In 2 years, they can, the new Senate of Democrats could bring it up and pass it.
Okay.
And our new Democratic president could sign it, and next thing you know, we have LGBTQ protection codified into the Civil Rights Act.
So am I wrong to draw? So am I wrong to draw the comparison that it seems like a double standard, right? That they would pass this but not start impeachment, because the reason they don't want to do it, they think impeachment's stupid because it won't make it to the Senate. But this isn't going to make it to the Senate.
No, they think impeachment is stupid because it will hurt them politically. If public opinion was 80% impeach the motherfucker, then they would say, well, damn the Senate. We'll make them look stupid for finding him innocent, so then we'll do it. But their calculation is that they think it is more advantageous politically to focus on the issues, keep investigating him, keep pushing, but not necessarily call it impeachment.
It's crazy.
Those are the facts of the situation. Jeez.
Wow, how sad that we don't have anybody that'll just say, let's do it. Elizabeth Warren's saying, let's impeach him.
Well, so is Maxine. So are a bunch of... I think it's more and more. So it's not fewer and fewer Democrats saying, let's impeach him now. It's more and more. And maybe it'll get to the point where they finally decide, look, it's our duty. And I personally think it's the wrong calculation. I don't think it's going to hurt them politically.
Yeah.
Those that are still swayable.
Right. And it, to me, it seems like I don't even understand how you make that calculation. How does it hurt the world, the country politically? Let's say if you let this guy just stay there. I mean, to me, from the outside in, it looks like America could be easily taken over by a strongman, because the Democrats don't have the stones or the backbone to stand up to the motherfucker. You know, that's what it looks like.
Also in the news.
Yes.
We've got this is good news.
Right.
Question mark.
God damn.
In the Trump era, you know what that means.
So it's good that
something horrible was thwarted.
Something bad
or reversed, or something Republicans want failed, or something Trump did was reversed, and this is that case. A split federal appeals court today ruled that Trump's decision to rescind DACA was unlawful.
Oh, okay.
Because it was, quote, not adequately explained. Earlier courts had said this is just, there's no reason for this.
Right.
That it's capricious. Where is it?
To rescind DACA.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia found the administration's termination of the program arbitrary and capricious. That's a quote.
Right.
In line with the prior ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So this is now two appellate courts.
Yes.
The bulk of the ruling rests on how the administration laid out its decision to rescind the program. Attorneys for Trump argued the decision to rescind DACA was an agency decision, did not have to be made available for public comment, and all the other procedures which are required under the Administrative Procedure Act.
Yeah.
So they were, again, flouting the law and saying, fuck your law, fuck your Administrative Procedure Act. We don't have to publicize that we're ending DACA.
Right.
We could just do it. And they can't. And now two appellate courts have said they can't.
Yeah.
Or they shouldn't have.
Right, right. They
agreed that they didn't have to undergo public comment period, but they said the administration still violated federal law by not fully explaining the decision.
Yeah.
To rescind DACA.
Wow. So now what happens? Who goes to jail?
The judges wrote in the majority opinion that at the time, acting Homeland, because we always have acting. That's all we have now is acting.
Well, they don't have to get confirmed, right?
Acting LARPing Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke.
Yeah.
They said she, quote, rescinded a general enforcement policy in existence for over 5 years and affecting hundreds of thousands of enrollees, based on the view that the policy was unlawful. Nor did the department adequately account for the reliance interests that would be affected by its decision. In other words, you're hurting hundreds of thousands of people and you gave no reason why.
So they broke the law.
according to two different courts.
Yeah. Now. So will the DOJ send out warrants to arrest people?
Yeah,
to charge
Bill Barr is working on that.
It's funny. It doesn't matter.
He's trying to figure out how to lock Hillary up.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter one fucking bit that this law was broken.
The complaint also alleged the proposed policy changes and how the personal information of DACA applicants would be shared were similarly unlawful and violated due process protections.
So the list of DACA applicants is just a
sharing
list.
The list the way they did. Was,
so ICE can go pick people up. Well, that's exactly it.
No, I'll bet
some
that's
Nazi
exactly
bullshit.
It. The judges note that then Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Hey, everybody. Hey, you Nazi.
Wrote in a memo that courts had ruled against this is the DAPA program, which was similar to DACA.
Yes.
And partially expanded protections. But they said that DACA and DAPA are still two separate programs, and the administration failed to state exactly how court rulings against one would impact the other. So they're like, well, you ruled against that one. You gotta hate this one too.
Shit.
But
they didn't communicate
for it.
Right.
And they said that was bullshit.
So the Trump administration did some shitty things that affected people in some majorly shitty ways. And then we find out along the way that they broke the law. And now not one fucking thing is gonna happen to any fucking body about it.
Friday's ruling was not unanimous. One judge voted against it.
Yes.
Guess who that judge was appointed by?
Oh, gee.
In a separate opinion, Judge Julius Richardson wrote that the administration has the authority to decide to prosecute or not prosecute an individual or group as long as it's permitted under the Constitution, doesn't go beyond officials' duties under the law.
So they think that they didn't break the law?
Oh, they think they're breaking the law and they should be able to prosecute
them. Yeah. Oh, of course.
DACA recipients.
Yes.
Brought here as children.
Oh, wow. What are you going to arrest them? Is that the thing? They're just going to arrest people?
He wrote, here the executive's proper exercise of that discretion to rescind DACA is judicially unreviewable. Regardless of one's own view of the policy questions underlying DACA, to hold otherwise permits the judicial branch to invade the province of the executive. Yes, the judicial branch and the congressional branch, by definition, are all allowed to invade the province of the executive.
And by invade, that's checks and balances.
Right.
See, these people, they think they're above the law.
They're authoritarian.
And guess what? They fucking are.
Un-American, by definition, anti-American authoritarians. They don't like our system of checks and balances. They want a king. They want a king accountability.
Well, they have it. No. Hey, we need to understand that Trump and his goons are above the law until our Congress gets off their ass and starts impeachment or something. Because right now, they're above the law.
This was the executive, it'll impair the carefully constructed separation of powers laid out in the Constitution, Richardson, a Trump appointee, wrote.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jeebus. How could you let this happen?
He did agree, though, with the majority about sharing the DACA applications with immigration enforcement.
He did agree that they shouldn't have.
He agreed with the majority's opinion to vacate an injunction blocking officials from sharing information on DACA implementations with immigration. So he thinks they should be able to share it with ICE.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes. Here's a list of people you can go pick up.
Friday's ruling landed one day after Trump unveiled a new immigration plan to shift towards a merit-based system, which is dead in the water, Nancy. Has already said there's no way.
Yeah. Well, good.
She can do what Mitch does.
Yes.
No way. It's getting brought up.
Man.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And now Trump's squealing on the Twitter all day about
God.
It. Among
an
other
asshole.
Things.
What a snowflake. He's such a little fascist, you know?
He started 11 hours ago.
Yay!
So 5:45 Central, 6:45 a.m., a little late for him.
So wait, now let me understand. When Trump is tweeting in the morning when he wakes up, is this little catty bitch of his tweeting for him? His little tweet bitch, Dan Watts-his-fuck, digital director of fuckdom over at the Trump place?
11 hours ago, he said, first, 24 hours ago, he said, Bill de Blasio is the worst mayor in the history of New York City. He won't last long.
Well, you're right. He will not last long, maybe. I don't know.
This video.
Why is Bill de Blasio running for fucking president?
I can't believe it. I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and with that...
Oh, my God.
This is on Air Force One. This is on our tax time.
And with that...
God.
Oh, come on, you...
I thought there was some
question. The worst mayor in the United States is now running for president. It will never happen. I'm pretty good at predicting things like that. I would be very surprised to see him in there for a long period, but it's just not going to happen. If you like high taxes and if you like crime, you can vote for him. But most people aren't into that. So I wish him luck. But really, it'd be better off if you got back to New York City and did your job for the little time you have left. Good luck. Do well.
It's WWE. What? Our presidency is worldwide wrestling.
I mean, goddamn, dude. Good luck with the little time you have left. What a dickhead. I thought there was something. I remember Obama's last term in office. They asked him to comment on the primaries and stuff. And he said something like, I'm not going to say anything until the general. Or there's some sort of, I don't know.
Some protocol, you
some
mean?
Some restraint.
He was trying to,
how
refreshing would that be?
Donald just can't wait to get back in the race, man. Well, he's in the race. He's in it.
Never got out of it.
He's campaigning. He has these little hate rallies. He has these hate rallies, these Klan rallies.
Next tweet. The Democrats now realize there's a national emergency at the border and that if we work together, it could be immediately fixed. We need Democrat votes and all will be well, exclamation point.
Yes.
Next tweet. Border Patrol is apprehending record numbers of people at the southern border. The bad hombres. Of which there are many.
Yes.
Are being detained and will be sent home. Those which we release under the ridiculous catch and T-lease loophole.
Oh, he fucked up. T-lease.
Are being registered and will be removed later, exclamation point.
Will be removed later. Hold on. What does that mean?
They're
put somewhere. They have to wait.
Those we release in the ridiculous catch and release loophole are being registered. Will be removed. We're going to go get them. Don't worry. I'm going to send my goon squads out to go round up families.
I hate that these racists are in control right now. It is so fucking gross. My God, you fucking Bernie bro dickbags.
Then he tweeted, all people that are illegally coming to the United States will now be removed from our country at a later date. As we build up on our removal forces.
Oh, shit.
How creepy is that? We're building up on our removal forces.
Gestapo.
And as the laws are changed, please do not make yourselves too comfortable. You will be leaving soon, exclamation point.
My God, you fucking Hitler motherfucker.
Then the next tweet, will the Democrats give our country a badly needed immigration win before the election? Good chance, exclamation point.
I hope they start impeaching your ass.
He tweeted a quote from Fox and Friends. What happened is that Donald Trump won. Down goes Comey.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
God, why are they so hostile with Comey? Comey's the reason you won, you dickhead.
11 hours ago, all caps drained the swamp.
Right.
Right after that, all caps, make America great again, exclamation point. Fox and Friends, another quote, new Fox poll, 58% of people say the FBI broke the law in investigating Trump.
Oh, my
Fox
God.
Poll.
Oh, shit, man.
Then he says, my campaign for president was conclusively spied on. Nothing like this has ever happened in American politics. A real bad situation. Treason means long jail sentences. And this was treason. Exclamation point.
What the fuck, man?
Then he says, will Jerry Nadler ever look into the fact that Crooked Hillary deleted an acid wash? God, the same old shit. Deleted an acid wash 33,000 emails after getting a most powerful demand notice for them from Congress.
You know what's funny?
When's Jerry Nadler looking into that? He wants to know.
It's like he'll throw some lie at his stupid deplorables and they'll eat it up and he remembers. And he'll throw the same bullshit at him and they'll fucking eat it up. They don't give a fuck. These guys are so dumb and so racist.
Oh, yeah, he floats test balloons, and if they don't bite, then he moves on to the next one.
God, what a vile fucking.
Next tweet: the fake news media is hurting our country with its fraudulent and highly inaccurate coverage of Iran.
Fuck you.
It is scattershot, poorly sourced, made up, and all caps dangerous. At least Iran doesn't know what to think, which at this point may very well be a good thing, exclamation point.
Okay, thank you, dickhead. It may very well be a good thing. Look on the bright side. The Middle East is a total shit show. Look on the bright side.
Now, obviously the news yesterday that Michael Flynn had actually provided Mueller with evidence.
Right.
Testimony that members of the Trump administration and possibly of Congress contacted him throughout the process trying to get him to shut the fuck up. Let's call that obstruction of justice.
Ooh.
So we found out that Mikey Flynn also has a voicemail that I guess we're going to get to hear in a couple of weeks here.
Okay.
Of somebody calling him up and saying, shut the fuck up.
That's funny.
That must have our orange friend shitting his diapers because
absolutely
he tweeted. Now, remember, President Barack Hussein Obama,
fuck you,
right after the election, told Trump, I hear you're thinking of hiring Mike Flynn. That's a bad idea.
Oh, shit.
James Comey.
Oh, yes.
Told him about what the problems were
with
Michael Flynn.
A lot of people
did,
Trump
was like, I wish you could see it in you to let this thing go.
God.
Sally Yates.
Yes.
Got fired.
Absolutely.
For telling him about all the problems with Michael Flynn.
Right.
Trump tweets today, it now seems the General Flynn was under investigation long before it was common knowledge.
Was that?
It would have been impossible for me to know this. But if that was the case, and with me being one of two people who would become president, why was I not told? So I could make a change.
You were. He's you fucking liar.
100% lying. Now, Sally Yates was after the election.
So yes.
Yes. But Obama, definitely.
God, you know... What? Just think about Sally Yates. She lost her job because she stood up to Trump, right?
100%. Because she whistleblew.
I wonder how she feels about our fucking Congress not impeaching this guy. I bet she resents that shit. God.
Then again, 5 hours ago, he tweeted, with all the fake and made up news out there, Iran can have no idea what's actually going on, exclamation point, because they have no idea what's actually going on. Well, Congress has been saying, Big Lindsey, are saying, look, we don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
But this has to, we need the reasons for this. We need the reasons for this, and you're not getting your war. And Nancy's already said he's not getting his war.
But he's moving aircraft carriers and shit out there.
Well, that they could do.
Yeah.
Transferring 120,000 troops would require money.
I mean, they can incite a war.
They're trying.
I mean,
I think they're trying. I think Bolton is trying to goad the Iranians. That's the whole pulling out of the Iran nuclear agreement that they were following.
Yeah.
All the European partners, all of the inspectors on the ground that go into Iran. They said they're showing us everything. They're complying. We have no problems.
God.
Trump said it's the worst decision ever. I'm out.
So the Republicans, they just want to be at war with Iran. Is that what they want? They don't give a
fuck. No, a lot of them don't. But you've got your Boltons and some of the other ones.
And Lindsey, right? Big hawk.
Yeah.
He's always been.
I don't know how he feels about
Iran.
Yeah. But he's one of the ones calling for. He's pissed that they don't have the information.
Oh yeah. Okay, Lindsay.
He says.
Nice acting. God.
Pearl clutching.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on there with the Iran.
Yes.
We're still wondering what the fuck is going on. We don't know what this alleged escalation is.
Right.
Then I thought there were some pictures of some boats that had some missiles on them, and they're like, look, they're putting missiles on their boats. They're getting ready to come after us or something
yes.
like that. But then they found out the missiles were put on boats in response to us sending missile boats
right.
out to their place.
They're trying to make something happen. Maybe the stuff between Bolton and Trump. I mean, God, how do we know that's not theater? Trump
then,
pretending he doesn't want a war.
Well, and then these bombings of these Saudi oil tankers or oil pipelines or whatever, they said... do you have proof it's the Iranians? And they're like, oh, come on.
Come on.
I mean, but they really don't. They
wow.
don't. They said it's either the Iranians or someone sympathetic to them.
Or us.
So let's start a war. No, these boats with the missiles on
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, oh, God, I'm sorry.
The boats with the missiles on them.
Pipeline thing.
And the pipeline bombing.
Yeah.
That it might be the Houthi rebels.
Oh, okay.
Who have been blowing shit up. Of the Saudis.
Yeah.
Now, have they maybe received some of the arms from Iran? Maybe.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that the Iranians are the ones bombing the Saudis. They may have given or sold arms to the Houthi rebels, who then do with what they want.
Wow, man. I mean, you know...
And the administration is like, well, it might be someone sympathetic. It might be someone who likes Iran.
Yeah,
so let's start a war with Iran.
Absolutely. I understand. Listen, I get it. If Trump or the Republicans, if they want a war with Iran, they're going to get one. They're going to get one.
Yes.
So. And we have to be OK with it, I guess.
Oh, no, they're not. No, they're not. It's a different situation now. Than in 2001.
Yeah,
I'd be really surprised if they get their war with Iran.
Yeah,
unless Iran is goaded into attacking us first, and even now,
yeah,
people on both sides,
right.
even Republicans, are saying it looks like it was a miscommunication.
Oh, okay.
That each side was accusing the other side of escalating and then escalating.
Shit.
But, you know, we'll have to see.
Was it Gulf of Tonkin? Isn't that how Vietnam started?
Yeah. Another fake, our government.
I mean, we just.
Lying us into another war.
It's crazy to think, though, that it could never happen because it just happened with Iraq. We just had a war with Iraq. We're having it, whatever. We got lied into that shit by, what was his name that lied us into that kind of, John Bolton?
And Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to hear Maxine a little
yes.
bit?
Yes.
Here's Maxine on the CNN. Maxine Waters, Representative
oh, shit.
California chair of the, it's not queued up. I thought it was.
Right.
She says during this interview, if we look at Mueller's report, we see where he clearly defines that Trump has obstructed justice. People will increasingly come to the conclusion that impeachment is inevitable. The president has done everything that one could think of to be eligible for impeachment.
Yes!
And the Constitution basically gives us the power to deal with someone who has not acted in the best interest of the country.
Okay.
I mean, we really have to see what happens with these court cases. If the court cases play out, because right now we're at the exact spot we were with Nixon. They said, give over the tapes. Nixon said, fuck you.
Yeah.
And they took it to the court, and then it moved up, and it moved up, and it finally got to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, give over the tapes.
Yeah.
Now, at that point, Nixon gave over the tapes.
Yes.
we'll have to see what happens. Is if it's when they start losing these court cases,
yeah,
to turn over the taxes, to turn right. over the unredacted Mueller report and things like that, then we have to see if they say fuck you to the courts, in addition to fuck you to the Congress.
That's crazy, man. So now we're just in this situation. We're just waiting around to see if Trump does the right thing. He's not going to. Oh my
well,
God.
He's
going
to have to be supported by people. He can't barricade himself in the Oval and with the Mueller report and with the and say it's just me against the world. He's going to have to be supported by a whole bunch of people then who are going to. That'll be an interesting test for the Republicans, the senators especially. It'll be fascinating to see if that comes to that, how many Republicans in the Senate are going to say, well, we think the president is above the law and neither other house should have checks and balances.
I have no confidence in the Republicans doing the right fucking thing.
Oh, I don't
thing.
Have a lot.
None. But none.
I guess we see Nine. What happens when we get to that point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's crazy because this is so far off the mark I was at the beginning of the Trump presidency. I thought what would happen, these Republicans would be like, okay, we're going to get Trump to pass some heinous shit, and once we're done with him, we'll impeach him. We can't even get the Democrats to do it. We
well,
can't.
They thought that he would lose popularity. But I mean, among Republicans, among the dwindling number of those that identify as Republicans, his approval rating is still like 90%.
The Democrats won't even impeach him. They won't even do it. It's fucking nuts. We are living in Nutville, USA.
For example, Trump's America story. This is in Pennsylvania.
Fuck you.
Pittsburgh. The Penn Trafford School District.
Penn Trafford. Hello.
I'm glad I got this one from
Pintraven.
I'm glad I got this one from the root also.
Oh, yeah.
The Penn Trafford School District is in deep shit, they say.
Uh-oh.
So they had one of these active shooter drills.
Yes.
And which are horrific that we have to have these.
Oh, it's insane.
And they had one of the assailants, the faux shooters,
okay,
dressed in Arabic.
Oh, of course,
garb,
you know,
with a keffiyeh on his head.
Why that garb though? Why not a trucker hat?
I tweeted statistically, it would be more accurate to put a MAGA hat on a school shooter.
Bam.
Than a keffiyeh.
God,
when was the last school shooting perpetrated by a radical Islamic terrorist?
Well, you're
in
close.
This country.
You're close. I would use two of those words. I would use radical and I would use terrorist. Well,
but my point is, right.
But I would say Christian.
Well, right.
And add in white.
It says, why in the hell is the shooter wearing a keffiyeh? In the training video, the response was district officials said these volunteers were provided costumes and accessories by the consultant group to alter their appearance so they were not readily recognizable by their coworkers. There was no intent to represent any particular culture or religion. He's wearing a keffiyeh.
Hey, listen, you spin that bullshit to some other motherfucker. We know what's up. You Islamophobic dickbags.
Wrap it around your face. Don't. If you want to disguise yourself, make it into a mask. You don't put it on your head to turn yourself into some sort of Arab.
But it's all, you know, for people that are slaves to stereotypes, whatever they think that is.
Right.
It's always white guys. It's always white guys shooting up these motherfucking schools. It's always motherfucking white dudes.
Elaine Lynn, board secretary of the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh, said to stereotype the shooter is appalling given the data on active shooters and the recent shootings at the Tree of Life and Christ Church. The action of the Penn Trafford, this is the school,
yes,
puts our community of over 10,000 Muslims in the greater Pittsburgh area in great harm.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. I mean, why is this necessary?
And now we have some numbers. According to Mother Jones, of the 110 mass shootings occurred in the United States between 1982 and February 2019, 62 were carried out by a white gunman.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Why is this guy in a kafifa?
The deadliest massacre that occurred was on the Las Vegas Strip in 2017,
okay,
where 58 people were killed, 500 others injured by a white guy.
Oh, wow, Pat. Jeez.
The next closest, by the way, is black gunmen,
okay,
with 18, followed by Latino,
right,
with 9.
Nine.
So
wait, where are the Arabs?
Well, exactly. So why the hell would you put a keffiyeh on an active shooter in Pittsburgh?
I will tell you why, because I think this consulting group, whoever they, this appeal, they figured it would appeal to the school or whoever the fuck is paying them, you know?
The drill was staged by a local security training company named Command Excellence.
Oh, shit. Look at my big cock.
Command Excellence.
Yeah.
Which also provided props to disguise the participants. But the president and founder of the company asserts that the actor put on that headdress without permission.
Oh, you lying motherfucker. So you're going to throw your guy under the bus and you know it's you.
It says he completely innocently converted it to that. It's not just a Muslim headdress. It's a neck scarf. It is absolutely not. You need to look at it. It's a keffiyeh. It's unambiguous as to what that is.
Come on.
It's a neck scarf, right, Ryan?
Absolutely,
Pat. Does it look
Pat.
Like a net scarf?
Neck
yes, scarf
it does.
Some guy just converted?
I mean, this is, you know... Yeah, what it is nobody wants to admit that it's guns with these mass shootings.
Yeah.
They want to think it's Islamic terrorists. But well, it's obviously not, because you just read off some numbers that I don't support that.
Well, one of the parents said, uneducated bigotry, and it's unacceptable. It's more sad than anything. Active shooter situations are a real problem in America. It's an epidemic, it's a tragedy, but it has nothing to do with the Muslim community.
Yeah, and right. And why was this necessary? Why is it necessary for the training?
I don't know. They say they're trying to disguise them.
Yeah.
From their coworkers.
Well, I get it.
Or something. I don't know, but
I understand, because a lot of these gun loons, I imagine a lot of people in the whatever, what business would you say this is? The anti-school shooting consultancy business,
I guess,
bullshit.
Safety They're, consultants,
right?
Or,
a lot of these guys, these Roy Rager lunatics, are probably racist. Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going out on a limb. Sorry if I'm racist.
You're racist for bringing up race. Look at you playing the race card, libtard.
You put a guy in a kafifi. He's in a kafifi.
Yeah, there's no reason.
There's no reason.
There's 0.0 reasons.
There's statistically no reason
to dress the man
in a kafifi
as an Arab.
Unless you are, in fact, a racist. Unless you're an Islamophobic dickbag.
In fact, anybody that was participating that was brown should have been in whiteface to make it accurate.
Oh, yeah. To make it accurate, it should have been a white guy in a MAGA hat, like you said.
Yeah. We've got also Trump's America.
Boy, fuck you. Boy.
This is out of Houston, a lovely town.
Nine!
Houston, Texas.
Hey.
Where a high school in Memorial High School in Houston has now been forced to cancel the remainder of its annual Spirit Week.
Okay.
After On Tuesday, the day's theme was Jersey Day, where you could wear jerseys to school.
Okay.
Sports jerseys and stuff like that.
Perfect.
But the high school students decided to rebrand it, and many of the students call it Thug Day. And sure enough, in photos, multiple photos pasted on, posted on Facebook and the Twitter and the Snapper chat and the
pictures over there.
And the, sure.
Oh my God.
Shows a bunch of white kids in cornrows with fake tattoos and all kinds of other stuff, baggy shorts. One kid had the word thug written on her knuckles, like as if it was a tat.
Can I ask one question? Where are the parents?
Well, they probably did the braiding for the kids. The parents' mom probably did the cornrows.
My kid wouldn't have been let out of the house in that. Thug Day. My God.
Other photos show students with fake tats reading a dollar sign swag, some wearing handcuffs. One student tweeted Memorial High School's Thug Day for Rising Senior Spirit Week. Yes, this actually happened today at an actual high school, but y'all keep saying racism isn't a problem anymore, right? All right, she tweeted.
Good God. Well, I don't know. What a horrible, horrible, horrible country. I don't know what to say. I really don't. Wow. And let me guess who the parents that gave birth to these little shit stains, let me guess who they voted for. Who do you think they voted for, Pat? Come on, tell me.
Yeah, Ted Cruz.
Probably not racist enough. Probably not racist enough for them, but Trump is perfect. Man. Oh, you bastards.
Oh, I guess she
gross
got some
fucking kids.
I guess she got some shit.
The person that tweeted out about
the girl who tweeted it. The second tweet says, all of the hate and the threats in my DMs just prove how fucked up this school really is. You speak your mind on something you know is wrong, and an entire class of little kids is DMing you and threatening to sue. Leave it to Memorial to buy their way out of holes they dug, LOL.
They're going to sue the person
that
posted that?
They can't.
That's stupid.
Then she says, by the way, posting my home address online is not only incredibly fucked up, but extremely illegal. Good luck escaping from that impending punishment, MHS class 2020. You dug your own grave.
Yeah, go get him. Sue him or something. I don't know. What assholes. What fucking assholes, man. Thug Day. It's embarrassing, dude. It's fucking embarrassing. You're gonna take a day to celebrate something in some senior classes. There's nothing you could celebrate that's not racist. Who thought of Thug Day? I want to know that. Who in their student council's like, hey, how about we all dress up like our idea of what a black person is? God.
A lot of kids tweeting and saying that, you know, it wasn't everybody.
So what? It's most of you.
But there was enough.
Fuck you.
There were enough of them. Cornrows. Thug Day. There you go.
How nice. Isn't that great?
So that's it. No more Spirit Week for you.
Clan Spirit Week. Just have a, just skip to the part where you all grow up and join the Klan and vote for people like Donald Trump and subjugate women and be Islamophobic. Skip to that part.
We have the, breaking news.
This just in.
Story we had earlier of the Republican in Missouri.
Yes.
Who was mansplaining about consensual rape.
Oh, it's consensual rape. Look at my penis.
State Rep Barry Hovis.
Barry Hovis. Hovis.
Now, says he's apologizing for his remarks.
Um,
After he finished speaking, Democratic State Rep. Rachel Prouty quickly responded, saying, "There's no such thing. No such thing as consensual rape.
Go get him,"
she said, generating applause from the chamber. He later told the Kansas City Star, "I misspoke.
Bullshit.
There is no such thing as consensual rape," he said.
What a liar. What a fucking liar. That's how he feels. That was not a misspeak. He believes in consensual rape. He believes the victim was asking for it.
The Republican majority House there later passed the bill 110-44.
Yes.
And the Republican governor there in Missouri will probably sign it.
Oh, my God.
Their 8-week ban there with no exceptions for anything.
Oh, of course not. Of course. A family member raped me. Now, you're going to make me carry a baby to term, but yet you're pro-life. You don't want to raise the minimum wage. Alabama already fried a couple of people, right? They already put some people to death since they signed this dumbass pro-life, air quotes. How are you pro-life?
We've got some conservative complaints.
Ooh.
And oh, the poor virgin ears. What about the children?
What are they bitching about? These conservatives have it all these days.
Because I believe this was a segment for John Oliver's show on Comedy Central.
Yes. HBO.
This Week Tonight.
This week.
Last Week Tonight or something like that.
Whatever the fuck.
They're upset about this segment.
Boo.
From Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, I saw
this. I've got an experiment for you. Safety glasses on. By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on fucking fire.
He just lit a globe.
Yes.
A flame with a really cool blowtorch.
Right. And he said the end
is the planet's on fucking fire. There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots. Grow the fuck up. You're not children anymore. I didn't mind explaining photosynthesis to you when you were 12, but you're adults now, and this is an actual crisis. Got it? Safety glasses off, motherfuckers.
God.
Grow the fuck up. I didn't mind teaching you photosynthesis when you were 12.
Hey.
Grow the fuck up.
I like that. I like that, Bill Nye. I wish you were in the Congress. Maybe you'd impeach Donald Trump. That's nice. That's true, though, that people do need to grow the fuck up.
Right?
About climate change. And yeah, it's expensive. So what? We only have one Earth, you fuck faces.
That's Bill Nye.
Hell yeah.
And some conservatives.
Don't you love that?
Bill Nye, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Listen to that foul mouth on him.
Fuck your racist feelings, you idiot.
It says, John Oliver, went after conservative pundits for criticizing the New Deal, the Green Deal. John Oliver said, "It's a non-binding resolution that very briefly sets out some extremely aggressive goals, including achieving net zero greenhouse gas emissions, meeting 100% of the country's power demand through clean, renewable, and zero-emission energy sources, and creating millions of good, high-wage jobs in the United States."
Wow.
Wow, that sounds awful, doesn't it?
How do you oppose that?
You commie.
Yeah, you're going to make fun of AOC and call her stupid? Oh, my God.
So Bill Nye, I'm no longer angry with him for debating Ken Ham.
I forgot about that. That still was not great.
As predicted, Ken Ham made an asshole out of himself, but one could argue that he also gave Ken Ham a pretty big platform that he would not have had by giving him any syllables of wasting any breath.
Yeah, you're right.
To try
dude.
To debate Ken Ham.
Because that sort of perpetuates this deal that I think has been real harmful to progressives in this whole country. The idea that the right is a legitimate side, you know, the Republicans are not a legitimate side.
Well, or there's
right
middle
now.
Ground.
They're science deniers. They're homophobes. They're racist. They're Islamophobes. They're fascists.
Like a few of the Democrats are saying there's no middle ground on climate.
Yeah.
There is none.
All of them should be
there's
saying
also
that.
No middle ground on LGBTQ equality.
Right. Human rights. Gay it's, rights are human rights,
yeah,
motherfuckers.
Not, and women's rights. There's
yes.
no middle ground.
To have that argument with someone who's in government is really disheartening, you know, because if you don't believe that, then how the fuck can you effectively legislate?
Right.
Anything that comes out of your mouth is automatically garbage to me because that shit's those are deal breakers. Gay rights are human rights. End the story.
Faithless Friday.
Yay.
Everybody, we're thrilled to be here.
Jeebus.
I've got...
Has he came this, back during the show?
This ties
he,
in. Oh, I haven't...
if anybody has seen Jesus, please tweet us at Crab
I haven't
Diving.
Seen anybody walk across the bird bath, so...
do the thing where you walk across the water again!
Yeah. Well, he'd be great at the beach, like when your inner tube floats away or something. Just
sure.
Run out and get that shit for us, will you, Jay?
Unless it was all bullshit and he doesn't have any powers,
oh, you think,
then fuck you.
You think that's possible?
Hey, Jesus, if you come back and you can't do anything cool, suck my dick. I don't want to talk to you. No interest.
Jesus would have his own room in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Like Siegfried and Jesus.
Jesus would be...
Because Roy's ill now, so Siegfried can do a... He can work with Siegfried.
Jesus, like, last time I was on Earth, I was nailed to a cross and bled out for all your fucking sins. I'm partying this time around. Everybody can eat me.
Jesus is dating Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. If Jesus knocks up Britney Spears, guess what Jesus is getting? An abortion, bitch! I'm not raising this kid. How old's Jesus now? He was 33 back when he got strung up. Now he's... How old is he?
Huh? Britney Spears mysteriously fell off the stage during...
Jesus is like,
oops,
I
did it again.
I am pushing this moderately talented pop star down the stairs. I don't give a fuck.
The follow-up that we were talking about earlier is
Crab Diving follow-up.
When to the PBS show Arthur,
yes,
about an aardvark.
Ooh.
In a town full of animal types.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a cartoon.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen this Arthur.
The new episode, the first episode of the new season of children's cartoon Arthur, revolved around the mystery of who the main character's third grade teacher, Mr. Ratburn,
okay,
was marrying.
Ratburn?
They found out at the wedding that he wasn't marrying the woman they suspected. Instead,
yes,
he was marrying another rat with a cock.
Oh, shit. A rat with a cock.
It says here, I'm reading from Pathos. The best part about the episode is that once the kids figure out who Mr. Ratburn is marrying, they move on with their lives.
They don't fucking care.
That's who he's marrying. Cool. They're happy that he's happy. The show doesn't dwell on the same-sex marriage aspect. Neither is it condemned. It's just presented as is the way it fucking should be.
Yeah. It's not a thing.
So Sebastian Gorka, earlier in the week, we found out, all upset about it.
What an idiot.
Well, tweeting.
Yes.
The aforementioned Ken Ham.
Oh, okay.
From Answers in Genesis. Oh. The guy who defrauds people by telling them that the giant replica of the Ark is accurate.
Oh, wait a second. Hey, his park, Ark Intentions, what is it called? Ark. Fuck me.
Ark Encounter.
Ark Encounter. That's going strong, I trust. Making lots of cash.
I don't believe that's the case.
Bringing money to the community.
He's still mad because the evil secularists and atheists told all the schools within hours of that monstrosity.
Yes.
You had better not be sending school trips to that bullshit.
Hey, Ken, listen, the way things are going now, don't worry about it. Just wait around.
And he got mad.
We'll be fine at some point.
He got mad, threatened to sue, but there's nothing he can sue for because they can't send kids to a church. They can't send kids to a theme park whose 100% reason is to convince Christians that the world is 6,000 years old.
I hope that stays. I hope that stays
the same.
They
haven't been able to, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it doesn't get changed. Ken Ham's going to be like, oh, shit. Who knows? Look at all this anti-choice crap. Maybe. Maybe.
So Ken Ham tweeted, you can't trust what your kids may watch on PBS. You can't trust what they may watch on Netflix that carries programs like Arthur. You can't trust ratings on TV programs and movies. The evil one is out to capture your minds. Capture your kids and pervert their minds.
The evil one?
The evil one.
He mean Satan?
He mean Satan.
Satan. Oh, shit. Satan's out there, guys. I'm going to fuck him up.
To capture your kids and pervert their minds.
Ooh. We should. Then why don't we go get Satan, Ken? If this is true, if the evil one is out there, why don't we rally up a posse, go grab our personal weapons of mass destruction, and go get this Satan? Let's go get this motherfucker. Who's with me?
Well, and who's trying to pervert the minds of children? But somebody was telling them that evolution's a lie and that a big boat carried every fucking animal on the planet.
You're perverting minds, Ken. You're giving these kids weird ideas of science. You think they sound stupid when they right. start spouting out your bullshit.
Also ringing in, who very recently has also been in the news.
Ooh.
For something else we don't give a fuck but that he said about. I think it was about Pete Buttigieg. Franklin Graham.
Oh, yes.
Christo Ninny fuck from hell.
Fuck you, Franklin.
Second generation fraudster, by the way.
Oh, yes. It's a family business, baby.
Even more worthless than his con man father, because this shit stain, at least Billy Graham worked to build that empire. This little crotch dollop inherited it.
Oh, yeah.
Like so many conservatives and Republicans, they're worthless if their parents didn't leave shit to them.
And all this idiot has to do is just continue to be racist, Islamophobic, homophobic, anti-trans, and the money keeps on coming.
Franklin Graham on Facebook, do your children or grandchildren watch the cartoon Arthur?
Oh, shut up.
I hope not. This PBS animated series is promoting the LGBTQ agenda.
Don't do him in the voice of Ted Knight. Apologize to the corpse of Ted Knight. God damn it.
In a new episode, Arthur's male third grade teacher gets married to another male character. During the wedding, one of the students exclaims, it's a brand new world.
Yeah.
I'll say, but not for the better. This is Franklin Graham. PBS receives government funding. Why should our government be financing programming that promotes behavior the Bible says is sinful? Fuck your Bible!
Oh, I was
fuck your Bible right in its spine, right in right in its Leviticus. Pry its Genesis apart and blow a load in there. Fuck your Bible.
Yeah, really.
Who cares what your Bible says?
Yeah, it never dawns on Franklin. It never occurs to me during the day to pray, to consult the Bible, or any of that. Do you know why? Because it's pointless. It's stupid. It's a waste of time.
I don't want my tax dollars going towards that. You know what? I don't want my tax dollars going towards churches that are tax-free.
Yes.
That are sucking off the teat of our society.
And fucking everything up. They're fucking up our culture.
I certainly don't want my tax dollars going to school choice.
Oh,
so that you assholes can send your crotch spawn to schools that teach the world's fucking 6,000 years old.
Yeah, god damn. Is Franklin Graham, hey Franklin, is your job to spread the word of God or just to keep people stupid?
Same thing. Yes.
Yes.
To all of the above.
Yeah, you're right.
I think many viewers may be surprised and disappointed in this content decision. I hope everyone will rise up and clearly tell PBS they do not want to see this kind of programming slipped in to try to influence the hearts and minds of our children and grandchildren. They didn't have Mr. Ratatouille bend his partner over and butt fuck him there on PBS. That's not what we're seeing.
Well, and also, I don't think the people that support PBS are going to rise up against PBS.
They're not.
They're absolutely not. In fact, they're fine with it. In fact, they may not even... No one's giving the gay character in Arthur a second thought, except you, you dickhead.
You mean maybe it might teach children the lesson to mind their own cunting business and not care what other people do as long as it's not hurting anyone else?
I mean, you know what?
Wow, what a horrible message for children to learn.
And if you're watching a kid's cartoon and you notice, oh, there's a gay character, normal people probably think, oh, good.
Kids,
this is good.
Well, kids don't care.
It's...
There's that video that went viral a bunch of years ago, but it was a bunch of kids that were, they're talking to like 3, 4, and 5 year olds.
Yes.
And they're talking about gays and lesbians. And they're like, oh, here's a wedding. And he's like, but it's two girls. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's two ladies that got married. They love each other. And the kids invariably say, oh, okay.
Yeah, I want a juice
and
box.
And move along. Yes. Right. They don't care.
It's you, Christo twice.
So they're in love, like mommy and daddy are in love. Yes. They got married. Okay. Right. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Franklin Graham, you're the problem. You're the one hung up on this.
All these people are the
problem. Gorka's the problem. Guys are assholes.
So Franklin Graham and Ken Ham both got their Christo panties in a knot over a cartoon show.
And the truth is, like, Franklin Graham probably has people that work for his ass looking out for shit like this, right?
Oh, yeah, or the million moms
who
the only time any moistening goes on with them is when they find something like this.
Yeah. And then they give it to somebody like Ken Ham, and he parades around, makes a big deal about it.
Oh, sure.
Probably uses this to raise money.
Fundraise off of it. Cocaine Mitch is raising money off of Cocaine Mitch.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He's actually selling a shirt. Does he embrace that?
Yeah. Yeah. He's selling the McConnell campaign is selling shirts that say Cocaine Mitch. Congrats.
Yeah, I mean, really. Why does he have that name? He has that name because his father-in-law is involved in some shipping company, and one of their ships got searched, and they found coke being shipped on
one of Elaine Chao's daddy's ships.
And Elaine Chao has coitus with this Mitch McConnell, which is strange to me.
You can't prove that.
You cannot. Were you there? And if you were,
you
want to blow your brains
your
out.
Your eyes
probably,
have
probably,
melted.
You know, and stab your eyes out with shells like an Oedipus.
Made yourself into
Helen
Keller.
Set me on fire!
Good news?
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
This is from a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
But good news.
Right.
Methodist, this is your people.
Right.
Your former people. In response to the Methodist Church, United Methodist Church has recently formally hardened its anti-gay stance.
Oh, shit.
Hardened
its anti-gay stance.
I guess there's a big fight going on. In the Methodist Church, it says the United Methodist Church, the second largest Protestant denomination in the United States, more than 12 million members, is on the verge of splitting up over the question of whether or not to embrace bigotry.
Oh, shit. Wait, this is good news. That means there's some Methodists that are anti-gay.
And there's a bunch that aren't.
Okay.
It says that... given the option of allowing individual churches to ordain LGBTQ members and perform same-sex marriages, a majority of the United Methodist Church delegates formally rejected a one-church plan while voting in favor of a different one, rejecting LGBT inclusion altogether.
Wow. Holy shit.
Quote, the traditional plan would strengthen the enforcement of language in the denomination's rulebook, stating, quote, the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching, and self-avowed practicing homosexuals cannot be ordained as ministers, appointed to or serve or be married in the church.
What the fuck?
Nearly 56% of the delegates ranked the traditional plan as the high priority for their conference.
Jeez. Why can't whoever is in charge of the Methodists just say, listen, you got to get, you have to be progressive. You have to perform same-sex marriage ceremonies. Go fuck yourself.
So
do the right thing.
The decent Methodists had said, well, let's just, like states' rights. Let's let the Alabama Methodists say no gays. Yeah. And let's let the New York Methodists say, sure, we're gay friendly. Right. The UMC voted, fuck that. We're saying no gays anyway.
Wow. Holy shit.
So now it says that all churches and clergy members will now be required to denounce same-sex marriage, and non-celibate LGBT clergy.
What?
So you could be gay,
but you just can't have sex.
You can't touch anyone else's hoo ha.
What the fuck?
Dilly dilly.
Fuck that.
And by 2021, or be kicked out.
You have 1 year to comply.
Yeah. Here at the Friendly Atheist, they say the clock is on, Methodists. You only have a couple of years to become bigots if you aren't already ones.
Yeah. This is crazy.
So that's the background for this story.
Right.
So that fight's going on with the Methodists.
Okay.
Well, now the First United Methodist Church in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
Every single member of the confirmation class, 13 and 14-year-old students, announced at their confirmation ceremony that they will not become members of the congregation because of its LGBTQ policies.
Wow, good for these kids, man. Good for these kids.
Statement. We have spent the year learning about our faith and clarifying our beliefs. Most of us started the year assuming we would join the church at the end. But with the action of the General Conference in February, we are disappointed about the direction the United Methodist denomination is heading. We're concerned if we join at this time, we will be sending a message that we approve this decision.
Yeah.
We want to be clear, while we love our congregation, we believe the UMC policies on LGBTQ plus clergy and same-sex marriage are immoral.
Damn. See, kids aren't down for this shit.
Right. Depending on how the church responds to the General Conference action, we will decide a later time whether or not to become officially confirmed. Until then, we will continue to stand up against the unjust actions this denomination is taking. We are not standing just for ourselves. We're standing for every single member of the LGBTQ plus community who is hurting right now because we were raised in this church. We believe that if we all stand together as a whole, we can make a difference. These are 13 and 14-year-old kids.
Damn.
Acting the adults in the situation.
Yeah, they're the adults.
They say the teens received a standing ovation in the church.
Wow. I mean,
as is customary following the confirmation, they even treated them to their dinner, lasagna and a salad.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
So there you go.
Good for those kids. That's awesome.
Since the February vote, some Methodist churches across the U.S. have been protesting through newspaper ads. Others are having rallies in front of church administrative offices. Others are voting to withhold annual dues.
Hell
uh-oh.
Yeah. See, that's the money.
Uh-oh. Because
at all these churches, there's these conferences, I think, that connect, like, the Baptists and the Methodists together, and they all share certain monies.
Oh, really?
And that's where their budget comes from. So probably what will happen if you're a Methodist clergy and you don't denounce same-sex marriage, then you probably won't get money. You probably will be denied monies from the Methodist organization, whatever the fuck that is. They'll punish you.
They note here there are Christian denominations that are affirming the LGBTQ community. They say it's surprising in a way that the UMC has chosen to go in the opposite direction, though that is attributed to the desires of affiliates in other parts of the world with more than those in the U.S. So it's even other, they're letting other countries dictate.
You know, it's so funny because it seems like in the Bible, a lot of these religions, they talk about being a shepherd to your flock and all this other shit. How is that possible with religion? Because aren't they always the last ones to the party? Aren't they always the last?
To decency, you mean?
Yes, yeah. The last people to come around to treat gay people as humans. Do you know what I mean?
Well, right.
This moral leadership they claim to have is lies. It's bullshit. It's not real.
Oh, right.
There's nothing they offer society.
Well, every one of some of their fingers smell like altar boy butt.
Yeah, man. And it's like, yeah.
It is Faithless Friday, y'all. Thanks for joining. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yay.
If you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here.
Fuck Trump.
I just thought this was a funny headline.
Yes.
This takes your church services to, I guess, a different level.
Right.
North Dakota man pleads guilty to masturbating in church's baptismal pool during Mass.
During Mass!
During Mass.
Is he like the Batman of Jacker Offers or some shit? I'm a ninja.
The incident took place at the Catholic Spirit of Life Church in North Dakota, Mandan, North Dakota.
God damn.
Burdick took off his clothes, jumped into the baptismal fountain near the entrance. He quote, dipped his rear end into the holy water fountain before splashing around.
In front of people?
And walking down the aisle naked while still masturbating, all while 75 people were in attendance.
What was he on?
For Mass.
What was he on?
Well, I'm assuming something.
Because if he wasn't on something, wow. Jeez.
A church employee said, I asked Zachary about why he was masturbating and told him he can't do that in front of others. Zachary replied, oh, yeah, especially in church. Next, I asked Zachary if he was masturbating to get sexual gratification. Zachary said, yes, I'm just trying to bust a nut. I believe it was cocaine and meth he was on.
Oh, who is Zachary again?
I didn't want to name him, but Zachary's the masturbator.
No. I mean, but is he a preacher in a...
No, he's just a person.
Oh, he's just a dude hanging out. Okay. Well, you know.
He has since pleaded guilty to misdemeanor and disorderly conduct.
That's an
indecent
exposure.
Jeez. He was dipping his bottom in the holy water fountain.
And he's in South Dakota, right? I mean, it's hard to have, you know, what are you going to do there for a good time?
He's got a blessed taint now.
I got a captive audience. I got some drugs in my system. I'm going to go get in that
don't do
holy
drugs,
water.
Kids, but
yeah.
If you are going to do drugs and flip out,
Jesus.
I guess we approve of horrifying Christians. I'm surprised this Catholic church has a big enough fountain to get in, because Catholics are sprinklers, not dunkers.
Yeah, but you know, in North Dakota, real estate's probably so cheap, so let's make everything big, I guess. I don't know.
I'm just trying to bust a nut.
Excuse me, sir, why are you masturbating?
If you're just sitting there in church, I guess you just, fuck, I don't know. I don't want to be
the spirit took him.
You know, nobody wants to be the guy to stop the guy jacket off.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku. Mande kishiti kolora bashata.
Yeah. It's North Dakota.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be the guy to have to stop this dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? Does anybody want to confront a guy naked running up and down a aisle jacket off?
Do you want him to finish?
I don't want
to. Do you want to get hit in the eye with meth load?
I'm leaving. I'm like, do whatever you want to this church. I'm out of here. Fuck that.
I think I may be firing up my cell phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what's going on there in the house of the Lord.
Good.
Something I think more appropriate and more worthwhile. At least somebody's getting something out of it.
Woo!
We've got a... Oh, this one made me angry.
Yes.
Earlier. And got me into bring it motherfucker mode.
Yes.
Yesterday we played a clip of this guy. This is Rick Wiles.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Yesterday he was telling us gleefully about how all of us that are pro-choice are going to be repeatedly aborted.
Yes.
For all of eternity. Ooh. And in hell.
Right.
Now this is creepy. This
okay.
is creepy as fuck. Now let's not forget that Rick Wiles is slightly in a different place than some of these Christo fucks, because he is virulently, blatantly, and outwardly anti-Semitic.
Oh,
hates
yeah, yeah.
Israel, hates the Jews.
Yes.
Thinks the Zionists are taking over, the bankers, everything
right,
you
right.
can think of. So
does
this
he
guy,
say things like New York liberals? Or?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So this guy is...
he's lovely.
Is a true Trumpist.
He's a little Nazi.
And listen to this threat.
Yes.
I mean, this is a fucking threat,
right?
From Rick Wiles.
Israeli newspaper, Alabama's anti-abortion law. This is what Christian rule looks like in America.
So he's upset. It's Haaretz, the one of the Israeli newspapers. He's upset because, and it's an opinion piece. It
yes.
even says opinion next to it.
Right.
Alabama's anti-abortion law. This is what Christian rule looks like in America. So the Israelis are saying, hey, look at this. Look at the crazy theocrats in Alabama.
Yes.
The Christians.
Yes.
Well, Rick Wiles ain't having none
oh,
of that.
Oh, God.
This is what Christian rule looks like in America. Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. We Christians are standing up and pushing out Zionism.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're doing.
Oh.
We got to stand up to these fucking people. These assholes can't push us around like this. Fuck him.
Zionism brought the slaughter of 65 million babies to America, and we're going to end it.
Oh, God, you
so
fucking idiot.
It's the Jews' fault that
For
we
abortion?
Have abortion.
Well, what does he mean by that?
Get back to me if you can
Explain
research
yourself.
That.
5 million babies to America, and we're going to end it. And we are going to impose Christian rule in this country.
We are going to impose Christian rule in this country.
Okay.
Bring it, old man.
Yeah, bring it, motherfucker.
Please try, Rick, please try to impose Christian rule on me.
Yeah.
I
Let's
invite
see.
You.
I mean... This guy's a coward. He's a fucking bully.
Right.
It's stupid. What does he mean? How are Jews responsible for abortion?
And we're going to end it. And we are going to impose Christian rule in this country. Why are you imposing Judaism on me? Because that's exactly what's been done in America since 1973 with Roe v. Wade. Judaism was imposed on me.
How so? I mean,
I guess the Jews think abortion's okay.
Right. Are they responsible for Roe v. Wade?
Well, yeah, the globalist bankers
oh
and the
God.
Evil and the evil Jewsters, apparently.
There's an ice cream truck outside.
Oh, wow.
1973 with Roe v. Wade. Judaism was imposed.
No?
I mean, run out.
Yeah, I want one.
On me. Imposed on my Christian nation.
Fuck you.
And we became a Jewish nation that kills babies.
Oh, fuck off.
That's against my Christian beliefs.
Well,
Judaism.
Don't have an abortion. There you go.
Yeah, and I would like to say, Rick, you can take those Christian beliefs, put them in whatever shape you like and shove it up your asshole.
Sure.
Because you can suck my cock with your Jesus. And I'll tell you this, if Jesus existed and he came to earth, you'd be the first person he'd throw in that eternal lake of fire, and you'd be caught in some never ending. You would be an abortion, right? Like from yesterday. What was that called? The unending abortion thing, like
the lake of fire. Perpetual aborting, yeah.
You would be a perpetual abortion.
And then
the
when you're aborted,
fire.
You appear again, and then they DNC you right up again.
Yeah, and you
bunch
get stabbed with coat hangers over and over again. You fuck
by demons.
Yeah, like demons.
Against my Christian beliefs.
Fuck you.
Judaism became the law of the land in America. That's precisely what the courts have ruled. They have based their rulings on the Zohar, on the Talmud. And now we have Zionistic Talmudic law ruling this country and resulting in the death of millions of babies.
Who is Rick?
So how is this not inciting violence against Jews?
Oh yeah, it is, Pat. It absolutely is.
I wonder why somebody will go to a synagogue and shoot it up on a weekend.
I mean, this is everything, right? I mean, he's saying Jewish people are responsible for abortion, so
sure.
Wow. God, I mean,
and resulting in the death of millions of babies.
Hmm? I thought women were to blame for abortion, not Jews. For the lunatics.
Well, not the Rick Wiles lunatics.
Okay.
Well, the women are being swayed by the Jews.
Oh, yes.
Or used by the Jews, apparently.
Right. And just so I'm clear, men have no responsibility in any of these abortions.
Not the
right?
White Christian ones.
Oh, okay.
No.
Thanks, Pat.
And Ms. Cohen, we Christians are standing up and we're telling you we're done with Zionism. We're done with your values. We are going to impose Christian values in America again.
Bring it,
whether you like it or not. You represent less than 2% of the population of this country.
And you represent a population that is shrinking and thankfully dying of old age.
Not
thankfully dying, but thankfully aging out. And I don't wish a rapid death upon anyone.
Listen to this guy. There is no reason to feel bad about hoping this guy croaks.
Well, I don't wish anybody death.
Well, I mean, Rick Wiles. It doesn't do any. I mean, it's not like it does anything.
I'd rather Rick Wiles suffer in misery as LGBTQ rights get expanded, as Roe versus Wade is upheld. I'd rather and bathe in the schadenfreude of his Christo tears.
But we can say you can take that cross and shove it up your ass.
Oh, absolutely.
Shove it far up your ass. And I don't have any interest in your Christian laws or whatever the fuck you're jabbering on about, you dick.
Represent less than 2% of the population of this country. How does 2% rule the rest of the nation? I know how.
Fear.
You control the banks. You control the technology. You control the media.
You control the pews.
And then you buy out the churches.
What?
The pews. You control the pews.
Hey, mumblemouth dickhead who carries the balls of Rick Wiles, go fuck yourself.
Well, that's why he couldn't talk. He had long gray pubes stuck between his incisors.
I'm blowing Rick Wiles all day. What do you do for a living? Fuck you.
You control the technology. You control the media.
You control the pews.
And then you buy out the churches. Move that money around, and those crooked preachers take your money. That's exactly how you do it.
Is that irony?
What the...
Is him talking about crooked preachers taking your money? Is that irony?
That is weird.
He's one of the more batshit ones, but there you go. That's Rick Wiles.
He sounds more paranoid than usual. He sounds
angry. He's angry.
God, Rick, listen, fuck you, dude. Go fuck yourself. How do you like that?
So that's their angle. They think the Jews are the
started
ones
abortion
that have
imposed
abortion.
Oh, that the makes Zohar. A lot of sense.
It's the Zohar, Ryan,
bring Zohar into it. What was that movie? No. Zohar was a movie.
And
the Zohar.
And the Talmud.
You know that movie I'm talking about? It was some fantasy movie. Started with a Z. Lots of monsters in it. The Zumanji. No, it's not that.
The Zohar is the foundational work in the literature of Jewish mystical thought known as the Kabbalah.
Kabbalah. Listen.
Or Kabbalah.
All of this shit. I mean, all of this shit. It's all wacko shit. You know, none
profoundly
of this exists.
Bizarre.
It's, you know, and if there was a Jesus, Rick Wilds, he would probably beat the living fuck out of you and banish you to hell. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins.
Yes.
There's a report out of inappropriate sexual conduct and berating victims of abuse.
Oh, wow. That doesn't seem very positive because Tony Robbins is Mr. Positive Energy and all this other horse shit, right?
No, walk across some coals kind of shit.
Oh, okay. You're going to walk across some coals and abuse some people.
One Fuck tweet him. Says, 2016, Tony Robbins is a piece of shit. 2017, Tony Robbins is a piece of shit. 2018, Tony Robbins is a piece of shit who doesn't believe in the Me Too movement. 2019, Tony Robbins is a piece of shit who hears... Tony Robbins is a piece of shit who berates victims of rape and abuse.
Wow.
Apparently, is
what is it? He has a Vegas act, right? Where he talks to people about bullshit and he makes them like...
Does Tony Robbins do Vegas?
Yeah. I think that fraud is in Vegas. I could be wrong.
BuzzFeed News says, exclusive secret recordings and transcripts reveal self-help guru Tony Robbins berates victims of rape and domestic abuse.
Oh, my God.
Quote, she's fucking using all this stuff to try and control men.
Uh-oh. My God. Shit.
There you go.
Right.
That's the latest news from Tony Robbins.
Jesus
trending
Christ.
on the Twitter.
Listen, Tony, I don't know what you're going to do for a living after all this shit, but in his line of work, that's kind of a tough thing to contend with, right?
Yeah, he's doing okay though. I think he's,
it hurts his credibility.
I think his cash flow is pretty safe for a
absolutely.
While. I wonder, you know. He must be Jewish.
Oh, yes. And he's the cause of all the abortions.
According to Rick Wilds.
That was some crazy Rick Wilds shit,
some
man.
Some bad shit from Rick Wilds. Hey, thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then don't forget, we're always on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, and crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews.
Oh, oui.
It helps out, and we love you a long time for it.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up, multilingual stand-up sometime soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy. His Instagram's Radar Comedy. Or go to his Twitter, his website for his schedule, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Great weekend, y'all. Let's do it again on Monday.
And we got the economy coming back, and we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.